Hello, and welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so glad you've joined us. Let's finish the week with this encore lift from Susan Tisch. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Northville, Michigan.
I was driving down the freeway with my three kids strapped in their seats in the back seat, and I had just lost my cool with my youngest child, and I wasn't very happy with myself. Frankly, I felt pretty frustrated in general with how things on the home front were going. And so I took this opportunity to mentally beat myself up. But it was quiet in the car, and over the din of my self-abuse, I heard, "You are so loved." I knew it was God, who is divine love, speaking right to my thought. And with that declaration came a feeling of love that seemed like it was literally wrapped around me. I was pretty struck by it because it wasn't as if God was excusing my behavior, saying, "Nah, you do a great job parenting," or, "You didn't do anything wrong." But despite whatever I needed to improve upon, God was reminding me that you are so loved, and I am with you all the way. And there's actually a similar declaration from God to the children of Israel in the Bible. "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." God's love for his children is unqualified and unconditional, and with good reason, because we are worthy of this love. You are worthy of this love. Since this time in the car years ago, I've really worked to drop self-criticism and to love the spiritual child of God I really am, and to know that in all my actions, I am forever worthy of his love. It's so important to praise and love God for all that he gives us, including that message in the car years ago. But let's not forget to love his creation too, to love yourself. After all, you are the one he so wonderfully created.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.